Okay. So we're going to talk about Rechitza B'Shabbos tonight. So the Brisa says here on page 1, the Tanya, Lo yishtatef adam kol gufo bein b'chamin bein utzonin de Rev Meir Shimon Mati Rav Yud Omer Chamin Osu b'tzonin mutter. So the maskana is like the Rambam quotes the din here on page 4, Maskonis HaDvarim is in Perek Chav Beis, Halacha Beis. Yibnei Ma Asu Chachamim Likonis B'Merchetz B'Shabbos. Why did the Chachamim Aser going in a Merchetz B'Shabbos? Mipnei HaBalonim. He said you can't go in a... Oh, Shkoyach.
Rabbi.
Okay, good to see you. Okay, we just started. Okay. So the Rambam quotes the din that you can't be nichnas to a merchatz on Shabbos. There is to, you can't have your whole body washed on Shabbos with hot water. Even if the hot water was heated from before Shabbos. Right? Even if the hot, we're on page 4 in the Rambam. Even if the hot water was heated with Shabbos, there's a din d'rabbanan that you can't. Let's say you have the hot water. It was heated on Shabbos, before Shabbos. So you're not doing any malacha. But Chachamim made a gzeira, you can't. Lo yishtatef kol gufo b'chamin, afil b'chamin shuch b'be'er b'shabbos. Avapon av yadav araglav mutter. If you just want to do your face, your hands, your feet, that's okay. Bamedva memurim b'chamit ha'or gzeirim shumerchatz. So it's a gzeirim shumerchatz. So what's the ikir gzeira of merchatz? So the halacha beis in the beginning, b'meima asu chachamim likaris b'merchatz b'shabbos b'pnei habalonim. In other words, you had these bath attendants who were not honest, and they would heat water up on Shabbos, and they would say we did it on Erev Shabbos. So therefore, Chachamim made a gzeira that you can't go into a bathhouse on Shabbos because the balonim used to heat the water up on Shabbos, and they would say we did it on Erev Shabbos. So therefore, they asked the whole thing, and they also made a gzeira that forget a bathhouse, you can't get washed on Shabbos in hot water. Part of this general gezeira, and that was the. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. That this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. Also in Shin Chavav on page 5. Also, Lurchotz, Kol Gufo, Afil, Kol Aver, Aver, Levad, Afil, B'mayim, Shehuchmu, Be'ev, Shabbos. Bein him, Be'kli, Bein him, Be'karka. Afil, Lishpoch, Hamayim, Al Gufo, Lishtatev, Osir. And even if you're not going into the water, but somebody's throwing the water on your body, rinsing off, that's also Osir, the whole body. So, the big discussion is going to mikveh on Shabbos. In other words, most people they don't take hot showers on Shabbos. Next time we'll discuss: are you even allowed to take a cold shower on Shabbos? But hot showers, certainly not. But mikveh, women who have their mikveh night, they go Friday night. Even though mikvahs today are come out all heated up. And men who go to mikveh on a regular basis, they go on Shabbos. So the question is, what's the heter for that? What's the heter of going to mikveh on Shabbos? So there is a tshuva on page 6 of the Chacham Tzvi. You know, the Chacham Tzvi has, you know, his famous tshuva that everyone likes to quote in this generation is he matters one day, the American who goes to Israel and is coming back, he matters for them just to keep one day of Yontif. So he became very popular. Because in this generation, people don't want to keep 2 days. So even though Rav Yosef Kara also wrote a tshuva about this, and he said 2 days, but the Chachmi's tshuva is getting more popularity in the recent past.
When Sarah Cook came to America, people asked him, "Is there a way that we can keep him 2 days in Yom Kippur?" He said, "Yeah, I'm not doing it this way."
Right.
Yeah. The Mechaber says 2 days, but the Sfaradim keep 1 day, right?
For the Mechaber in the Tshuva, the Mechaber wrote a sefer called Avkas Rochel, Tshuva's Avkas Rochel, and in that Tshuva sefer, he paskins 2 days, and even paskins it's mutter to have a separate minion, on Yontif Sheni minion, what they call them, even though that's also. Discussion, right? But he mattered that too, of Yosef Kara. So Yosef Kara usually carries a lot of weight. Yeah, he's a Mordasser, like Rabbi Hoffman says. But okay, so the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva where he matters to keep 1 day for the American, the Ben Chutz Laaretz, even though he's coming back.
So Rabbi Ovadia Paskin's not like the Mechaber. In regards to second day
Yontif?
That's unusual, isn't it?
Why, Rav Avadya says...
I thought the Sfaradim followed...
I don't know, does he say that?
I thought all the Sfaradim just keep 1 day.
I don't know. I mean, the Alter Rebbe holds from 1 day. So let's see what the Chacham Tzvi says. Chacham Tzvi writes on page 6. Chacham Shalta al Dvar Hanoshim Shayu Nogos Lidbol Belele Shabbos Mechamin Kedarkim Bechol. Uba Chacham Echad Vihitir Lahem Lidbol Be'erv Shabbos Mibod Yom B'yom Shvi Shalhem. So what should they do? Maybe they should go. Should they go Friday in the afternoon? Should they go Friday night? The normal time to go to the mikveh is at night. You know, but here there's a conflict of halacha here because. Okay, we're about to start the tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi on page 6. About whether a person is allowed to go to the mikvah on Friday night, or is it a violation of Rechitzas Kol Gufo Bechamin on Shabbos. So, Chacham Tzvi is very machmir here. He says, Nirulani is daiti on page 6, in the second arrow, on the right. The Vadai Lav Shapir Ovid. It's not right, he says. The Ovar Adrabonan. And he's talking about, first of all, he's talking about, in other words, there's a discussion whether a woman is allowed to go to mikveh on day 7 in the daytime. So, because normally the halacha is that she's supposed to wait till the night. Because we're afraid that if she'll go in the daytime, maybe right after she goes to the mikveh, she'll cohabit with her husband. and then later in the day she'll see more blood, and then it turns out Lamafreya that what?
She was Anida.
That she was Anida. So therefore they asked it. And even if she wants to go on day 8, the halacha is she can't go on the day 8. You would think it's already after the time. That because we're afraid that her daughter will see that she went to the mikvah, and the daughter won't realize that it was day 8. He'll think it's day 7, and then when the daughter will grow up, she'll go day 7. So therefore, that's called
Srach Bita. How would the daughter know what day it is?
She won't know.
That's the point.
That's the point. So she'll be going.
So we'll see her mom going to the day.
Would say that on day 9 also. Maybe her daughter.
Right. Exactly. Like we said. Yeah. So that's why we don't let them go in the daytime. Well, so Rabbeinu Tam says a chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam says that if they don't, she doesn't come home till the night, or Moshe learns, she doesn't see her husband in a private area till the night, then we could be makel. Say for example, this I'll tell you, Shaila comes up every year. People call me the week before Pesach, that the mikveh night is the night of the Pesach Seder. So like, is she going to go? The whole family's there. She's going to excuse herself. It's going to be a big embarrassment. You know, so those that Somech and Rabbeinu Tam say that she can go day 7 in the day, provided that she doesn't see her husband till the night. So that would mean that she'd go to the mikveh day 7 in the afternoon. In the meantime, before she gets home, he goes to shul. And the time that he comes back from shul, it's already dark, and that's okay.
That's the time when she's busy cooking for the Seder.
Yeah, but usually at that age, she's still going to her in-law's house or her parents' house. So. Just today, I had a Shaila like this. Okay, just today. So here we have a heter that Rav Abadi was once said we can rely on this heter. Sometimes people the night of the mikveh, they have a flight to catch. A flight to catch. And they want to go to the mikveh because once they're going to face some out in another country, they'd rather go to the mikveh in, you know, where they're more used to. So the shaila is, Rav Abadi was masking to the following, that if they go separate, so she goes to the mikveh in the daytime and they meet up at the airport, that even though they'll see each other before dark, but since in the airport it's not shaykh to, you know, to have to be misyachid, to have intimacy, so then that would be okay according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's Rabbi thought. So that was the. So he wants to know, the Chacham Tzvi, what should this woman do? She has a Friday night. So Bezman is there, most women have a Friday night mikvah. So sometimes they'll go in the daytime with this, you know, and this cooler, and sometimes they'll go at night in a hot mikveh. So he says, what should they do? He says, if a person goes, first he says, could they go bibod yom? He says, vaday lav shapir ovid v'ovar ad rabbono l'mikses maravis afil b'dievel l'loso l'tvila. If she goes in the day, he got it. Quote the verse upon him, upon him. Kilozev lo also ita bnei Hashem ki atvila below Shabbos v'chab Shabbos vade asura libid kule alba. So he says to go to a hot mikvah on Shabbos, the Chacham Tzvi paskins asura the kule alba. That's why I always say the people who keep one day of Yontif, they shouldn't go to mikvah, and you know, they want to be makel for the Chacham Tzvi, so they should realize the Chacham Tzvi has his chumras. He has his chumras also. This they don't quote. And he says,
was he before the Baal Shem Tov? I forget.
But he's talking mainly, you know, for men is one thing, but you know, for women, even women, You know, that's the main shayla. Averis v'tovelz b'leil shabbos b'chamin vada isura avda. That if a woman does this, she violates an isser. V'shari l'mikraya avaryana. And you can call such a woman an avaryan. In other words, it's not out of place to say that she's an avaryan. K'di'isa b'gemara u'manadin ala. And you're shayich nidoy to do so. You violated the rabbanon. The takon is the much closer of a rambam. And he says, "V'gam litbol b'yom shvi lechatchila osar libet chol poskim." And to go in the daytime is also not so pashut. Lo mishum srach bidu mashakos ela the lo mema srach bidu the lez b'shvin lo mish yisur mishum the Rav Shimon k'day shlo tovel le'safik. Because the answer is that she'll she'll go.
That really popularized going to.
Yeah.
Men go and make.
Because they shall not have a day suffix. The Chamiri Misrach Bito. The Kevin Shoveris, I'm also the Rabbanu call a Drachbel Alba. So he thinks it's the worst thing to do such a thing. Fatova Yosher Husha Tevaltena Mitzonim. And he says the best thing is she should go into a cold mikvah. Kemosha Tovlo Sanashi Barov Makomis Israel. I don't know, what year was Chacham Svi?
1656
to 1718. Okay, so 1650, 1718, maybe Rov Noshim were Tovel and called mikvahs. Today, women are not being Tovel and called mikvahs, even on Friday night. He says, Masha Omer's min.
Back then, they didn't have automation, so it's probably worse, right? They probably had to have like a boy to shove one coal into the thing or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, and he says, "Umach omros min ha'itz tanisos." They say they're an istanis; they can't go. Mili dechdi. That's empty talk. V'shol me mitzvah lo yeda dovara. So he says. So he gives you two choices, and then he's going to give you a third choice. He says, "Oh, titcha tefila mosoi Shabbos." So let her go. If she can't hack the cold mikvah, so let her go on Motzai Shabbos.
Rather than going to the warm mikvah.
Right. Or tofik tzina samayim levad. Or make it like lukewarm. Take out the chill. We're talking about going to the mikvah Friday night. So he says that there's a Chacham Tzvi who's on page 6 that a woman can't go to a hot mikvah on Friday night, so he says it's better they should go Motzei Shabbos because it's a halacha, you're not allowed to roch.
Motzei Shabbos or Erev Shabbos?
First he says Motzei Shabbos. Or make the mikvah, you know, Luke, take out the chill. I mean, you can't make it warm.
Why is it any better? Why is Poshrim better than Kamen?
Because maybe the Gezeirah wasn't done on Poshrim. Kol Eilo Drachim Nechonim Yisharim L'Motzei Das. So these are those. He's well today. All women go to mikvah. They go in hot mikvahs on Friday night. I don't know anyone who doesn't do that. I don't know any mikvahs available. You know,
there are no cold mikvahs in.
Not in.
In America.
Maybe in Tzfat, you know.
Yeah, like the Arizal mikvah.
Yeah, but I don't know how many women go to the Arizal mikvah.
It's fine. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes, I don't know. Yeah. Good for women, I don't know what is it. Okay. But now he says I have another approach. Oda Marti Derech Achas Vihi Derech Dechuka Shetitbolna Bein Hashmashus. Let her go Bein Hashmashus because we have a din Dechol Dover Shehumi Shem Shavus Lo Gozer Olav Bein Hashmashus. That certain dinim derabanan we weren't Gozer Bein Hashmashus. We're talking about going to the mikvah Friday night. The Chacham Tzvi says that you can't go to a woman can't go to a hot mikvah Friday night because it's part of the gzeira of being washing in your whole body in hot water on Shabbos. But he said it's only gzeira because we're talking about water that was heated from before Shabbos, so it's only gzeira. But Beit Hashmashos lo gozru, so he says that's the best idea. So maybe that's the best idea, but that's an idea. And he says, and then he writes at the end on page 8, take a look, Sof Dovar, Farallah Lamais and Yomesh, Elan Lanoshim Litbol Bechamim Belel Shabbos, Velo Be'erv Shabbos, Shu Yom Shvi Shalahen, El Dibol Mitzonen Lel Shabbos. They can either go to a cold mikvah on Friday night, or just take out the chill. So it's not called chamin anymore. And he says, but if they can't do either of this, so let them go bein hashmoshos, and then they shouldn't come home till the night. So this way, they don't see their husband till tzeisach hachavim. So that's the...
He doesn't address men at all.
Right. But men, he would say the same thing.
Did it ever exist that men went to mikvah on Shabbos before the modern Hasidic movement?
Yeah. I mean, Takanas Ezra, you know...
So in the past 2,000 years...
And the Rambam speaks about going to mikvah. The Rambam speaks about it. The Shechter points out the Rambam speaks about it. So there was, even before... So comes the Korban Nisanil on page 9.
Rambam talks about it on Shabbos?
No, not on Shabbos. He's talking about going to the mikvah before...
Oh, before Yom Kippur or whatever?
No, before davening. Mm-hmm. So then that would include Shabbos. So the Korban Nisanil quotes this Chacham Tzvi. On Oz Kof, he says, Mikan ani... He says he argues with the Chacham Tzvi. Because if Beir Hashmoshos is Yom, the Indian Shabbos, therefore you make it. Then it should be Yom L'gabei the Zayin Nikiyim, and you wouldn't be able to go to the mikvah. It's too early. And if it's Laila L'gabei going to the mikvah, so then it should be Laila for Yisr Shabbos. Okay, you can argue with this Cheshbon, but he doesn't like it.
He makes a lot of sense.
He says, Tzorech Lomer D'havi Ben HaShmashos Min Hayom U'min HaLaila V'Chashvin L'Sfir Zayin Lailo, in Shabbos Yom. In other words, because there's one, the Gemara is Bein Hashmoshos Yom Lailo, or maybe it's Min Hayom U'Min HaLailo. So you could say it's Yom L'Gabi one thing, Lailo L'Gabi the other thing. But then he writes in the end, with the Ikar Adin, the last on the Kasavdi Maricha Shetvilas Me Mikvah Bechamin Lo Havi Bechal Gzeres Merchatzos. So he says he thinks the whole premise of the Chacham Tzvi is wrong. Now, the whole Gezeirah Merchatzos was when you go into a bathhouse for cleaning yourself off, you know, and that was the Gezeirah. But this is not Gezeirah Merchatzos. This is you doing to the mitzvah.
This predates the Baal Shem Tov.
What?
This predates the Baal Shem Tov, probably.
Yeah. So that's what he says. And the Marshag on page 11. He writes this line, the same question. Look at the second arrow. Lirchatz mechaber v'al tefila lav shem rechitza alav. Tefila is not rechitza. You're doing it for to be toivel. So Chacham Tzvi would argue. Says rechitza is immersing your body in water. That's rechitza. And he's saying no. There's a difference between rechitza for rechitza and tefila. So, and that's what the Korban Nisanil said. And the Korban Nisanil says, he says, I wrote a whole arichas about this, he writes.
I mean, Gemara asserts even Yustadet, so Kol Shekein Vila.
Right. Right, so the Noda Behuda says, look at the Noda Behuda writes on page 10. Says in the Noda Behuda, the second arrow, V'guf ha'din, Re'isi b'sefer korban esanel, Perek b'mem adlikin, Simch of Dal, Shekoshev tefilas mei mikvah v'chav mei neinu b'chol gzeres b'chatzos, and Shekoshev milse b'lo yibtam v'li raya. He doesn't give any tam, any raya. Umaflig, and he, so to speak, boasts. Lomar Shekoshev b'arichas. Ah, I wrote a whole arichas on this. Ve'im lanu lismuch, al dover shalo b'ira lanu tamo.
We don't have the arichas,
so we're not going to be so, just because he said he wrote an arichas, but we don't see the arichas, so we always talk about, so why should we paskin like that?
Do we have other svarim in Noda Yehuda?
On what? Arichas
on this
topic. Noda Yehuda wrote a lot of svarim. He says, "Ani amarti ulai davka rechitza osrush." So he wants to give a svara for the korban asano. He says, "Maybe see what was the whole idea that they acid it because the balonim originally were heating up on Shabbos the water, and they were saying they were heating it on erev Shabbos, and they were lying. So maybe only rechitza shikatam shemi yichim b'Shabbos. Well, tvila dol meshkachas will take him, but tvila you're doing at the beginning of Shabbos, so it's not shaykh when the heating up it takes time to heat up." So for a chitza that you're doing during the course of the day, so then you can be choshesh that sometime in Shabbos was heated. But tefillah is the very beginning of Shabbos.
Is that what women do? They go to the mikvah and Shabbos starts and after the meal.
Right. Sometimes if it's difficult to go, then usually after the meal the mikvahs are not going to be open anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Whereas the way it works is they make an appointment to go, and usually they go during when their husband is in shul. That's the time they go right away at the beginning, because the mikveh lady, she doesn't want to stay there the whole night. She wants to go. She has to go with her own family and eat the so they want, you know, to be done at the beginning of.
She goes to the mikveh when it's Vare Laila.
Usually, you know, we said there could be a. So he says, so maybe that's as far. There was not a difference between. You know, washing versus he wants to say a svara the Noda Behuda that the tefillah was always done at the beginning of Shabbos, so then maybe the gzera didn't apply, which is also not pashut. So we take the shabbos, so it's tzarich liyos somach lechafifa, because usually you want to, she's getting ready right before Shabbos, and so usually you want to make the mikvah to be as close as to the preparation as possible. And then he says, but these are all svaras, and he says we can't give a heter. So maybe what you could do is you make the heat up the mikveh for a couple of hours before Shabbos, so when Shabbos comes, it won't be hot anymore. It'll be like poshrin, lukewarm. He says, "Vomnam a balonim fri anira einam nisarim mizev anim malim ayim mizev umutav sheyishol gival yumazidim." He says, but he knows that people are not doing this, so I'm going to look the other way. You know, umutav sheyishol, because they're not going to listen to me anyway. So the Noda Behuda is like the Chacham Tzvi; they really think that it's not right. And the korban asanel is maker. So there's another svara that's given of why perhaps another heter for going to the mikvah on hot mikvah Friday night. See, there is a mishnah in Beitza on Lamed Vav Amud Beis on page. Page 12 here. So he says, Kol shechayavim lo b'shem shvus, b'shem shvus, b'shem mitzvah, b'shem shechayavim lo b'yod v'heim shem shvus. Lo'olim b'ilan, l'orochim l'gabe, b'heim l'hoshatim l'panei amayim. All these things you're not allowed to do. And so this is the Rabbanan, to go on a tree on Shabbos, to ride an animal, to swim, to clap your hands, to dance. So those are shvusim. So the shaila is, what about rechitza? So is that, that should be also listed as a shvus, as a din d'rabbanan, rechitza b'shabbos. So why wasn't it listed there? So says the Rif in the Rambam, page 13. So the Rif wants to know, what's the din by yontif? To do rechitza by yontif in hot water. Are we gozer atu Shabbos or not? Because yontif is mokal. And what about yontif b'chamim shehuchmu me'erv yontif? So Shabbos, certainly if you heat it on Shabbos, that's in the Mishnah Bishul. And if you heat it before Shabbos, that's the gzeira d'rabbanan. So did they make, so heating on yontif b'zman chazal was considered a malacha because it wasn't considered shovel l'chol nefesh, because taking a shower is done for only special mufunokim, but the Hamonam was not doing that. So there was an issue to heat water on yontif. What about an erev yontif? Where they goes their erev yontif out to erev Shabbos? So the Rif says no. Only erev Shabbos. I mean, the water that's huchmu by erev Shabbos is also even on Shabbos, but the water that's huchmu on erev yontif is mutter. Why? Because he says the Rif that it's not a real, it's not the same level of Isser. It's only Gzeira. That's a lower level of Isser. So the Gzeira, you know, even Chacham Shehuchmu Gzeira, because of this whole story with the Balon, and they made this Gzeira, so it's not transferable to Yontif. And so an Erev Yontif, so if you have water on Erev Yontif that was heated, you can wash on Yontif with that, your whole body with that water, according to the Rif. Not everyone agrees to it, but that's the Rif in the Rambam. And the Yisod is because the Isser of washing one's body in hot water was only Gzeira because of that whole story that the Balonim would, you know, if we let them use the water from Erev Shabbos, they'll start using the water on Shabbos itself. Oh. And the Rambam says the same thing. The Rambam says on page 14, look at the second arrow. He says, "V'chamin shehuchmu me'erv yontif rochitz mem kol gufa biyontif." Shul gozer ol adover ze el b'shabbos b'vad.
Doesn't explain why.
But it's the same sort of the Rif, probably. I mean, he's working. Ram and the Rif usually go together. That since it's not a real shvus, it's not a full fledged derabban. It's a derabban, okay, but not full fledged. It's a lower level. It's a gzeira. Gzeira, so it's more kal.
What's the difference? Derabbanan is derabbanan, no?
But no, there are different levels within derabbanan. That's the point. Shachter wrote a whole thing about this. Within derabbanan, there are hierarchies within derabbanan. Just like on deraisis, there's isakares, there's lav, there's essay. You know, there's different the hierarchies on deraisis. There are hierarchies on derabbanan. So Shachter mentioned also.
Why would we suspect that they made it for Shabbos and not Yom Tov? What's the difference between Shabbos and
Yom Tov? Because the original Gezeirah was set on Shabbos.
But
that's when, in other words, that was when the problem happened. So they who goes there, you can't wash on Shabbos in hot water. Shehuchmu. And Erev Shabbos because of this Gzeira, and then they. But on Yontif, Chami Shehuchmu on Yontif is also, but Chami Shehuchmu. This was not extended. Oh. So there's a Sefer Divrei Yosef. He has the sharp blood. Yosef Ergas, Livorno. So he wants.
A lot of things were published in Livorno. Yeah. A lot of things were published in Livorno. Right?
Yeah. So he wants to give a svara why we should be makel to go to the mikveh on Shabbos. Because he says, "B'tshuvas Moreinu Rav Tzvi, quotes the Chacham Tzvi, Shalchav Atar Minog Anoshim Shetovus B'Shabbos B'Cham Mekidakim B'Chol, Masik D'Lav Shabbi Avdi." And then he says, "Yeah," but then he writes, "Liosha Minog that Nispashit Beinein Lidbo B'Cham Mekidakim Shabbos." But the minog is that they go. Vein Potzepel Mitzavtzev, meaning no one's questioning it. So it must be we have to find the Limud Tzchus. So it's. Chacham Tzvi says they're all wrong. They're all should all be a nidoy. Chacham Tzvi says. He's saying, well, no, we should be melamed tzchus. So he says, how does it Shabbat is like this? On Shabbos, you can't go to the merchatz on Shabbos, even because of the balonim that they would say that they're heating it up on Erev Shabbos and they really heat it up on Shabbos. And we know that the Rif says that since the Kolish Yisura, top of the page 18, Kolish Yisura, it's a weak Isser, it's not such a strong Isser, it's only Gzeira, so the Mele wasn't transferred to Yontif. So therefore he says, Me'ata, third paragraph, Ef Shalomar, Shalomidu Devarim, and welcome to Tefillah Shal Mitzvah. Since the whole thing is only a weak Isser, a Gzeira, so maybe the Gzeira wasn't made, but welcome to Tefillah Shal Mitzvah. Yeah, in other words, it's in a Hanami. It should have been Osir, but Lamaisa, it's a Tefillah Shal Mitzvah. If it would have been a Shavuos, so, like for example, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, if the shofar is under the rocks, or you have to climb the tree to get the shofar, so you don't do it. Even though it means you're not going to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Because the Shavuos is so chomer that it stands even B'mokam Mitzvah. But you see over here, this is not called a Shavuos. That's what the Rambam and the Rif are saying. It's not a Shavuos. It's just a Gzeira. So therefore, B'mokam Tefillas Mitzvah, we could forego the Gzeira. So that's what he wants to say. Kubra Balma.
How did you find this Divrei Yosef?
So this Divrei Yosef quoted in a different svarim. I mean, Rav Harfenis brings it down, and he points out that Sidrei Tara brings it down. Sidrei Tara is a classic work. Rav Harfenis is a chashuv work, he's not the Sidrei Tara. But if you look here on page 26, Rav Harfenis writes from page 20. I'm sorry, page 20. Old Heter Latvila B'chadim Nimtzel L'chad Migori Kadmoi B'shut Divrei Yosef. And that was an old sefer, the Divrei Yosef. Yeah, right, exactly. So we give two. We said two svaras. The Chacham Tzvi and the Noda Behuda think it's Asr, unless it's lukewarm. They both say it's Asr. And the and then we have two svaras to be making. Either this idea, we have a couple of svaras. One svara is that there's a difference between washing and bathing and being toivel. But the gzeir is only on washing, not mikvah. That was we saw in the Marshag. Then we saw the Nobi Yud Hasvara, maybe because the tefillah is always at the beginning of Shabbos, and therefore there's no gzeira, because the gzeira is they might come to heat on Shabbos, but they're not going to heat something. If you have to do it at the beginning of Shabbos, they're not going to start heating it on the beginning of Shabbos because it won't be ready. So therefore, but for regular rinsing, that could be any time during Shabbos, so then we have to be choshish that they'll come to heat it on Shabbos. And then the Divrei Yosef has this word that since it's only a gzeira and it's not a full-fledged shvus, we have the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah that even to get a shofar under the rocks, which is only a din derabbanan, you don't do. And even by violating a derabbanan, get it from the tree or something like that, you don't do, because b'makom shvus and me do divrei mefil b'makom mitzvah. But if it's only a gzeira, that's much more lenient. So that's the Divrei Yosef's thing.
This is for women or for everyone?
Yeah, so that's the question. So that's a good point. So Rav Harfenis, you make the point that Rav Harfenis makes on page 20. Look at the bottom paragraph on the right side of page 20, the first last word on the line is Vihinei. Hagam shesfaras hetar divrei Yosef hu machan she'etzem ha'tfila mitzvahu, although tfilas anoshim la mitzvah gemurahu, right? Like you said, maybe that hetar should only work for women, not for men. Lamokam guf svar ha'chrona shal divrei Yosef shaykh afal gabi tfilas anoshim tosefes kedusha. Becha she'edusha kei nogu v'vaseinu v'vosa v'seinu shalo yolahem mikvah chama she'tovlu b'tzonim nistaru v'adai. In other words, he gives another svar. The first svar he said is bishum mitzvah, but then he says that because he quotes the din that the Divrei Yosef says that you can tell a goy to bring hot water even though in a place where they didn't make an Erev Chatzeres. Because if a person needs the hot water, he's a mitzvah. Even though it's not a mitzvah, it's just a mitzvah. So therefore, you see, b'mokum mitzvah, they matter certain dinim derabbanan. So he says that, so that would apply to women as well. That if they're going to go in cold water, it's going to be mitzvah them. And then he says that if the Rambam's matir rechitza gedei lahatzil mitzar kol shekein demuta b'shil bitul peruvru. The prover was to multiply.
Thanks.
In other words, the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Rambam, that you can tell a goy to bring water, say there's an apartment building, they didn't make an Erev Chatzeres, and you don't have hot water. So you can tell a goy to go to the next door neighbor, and even though Midrabanan you can't carry without an Erev Chatzeres, but if some is Mitzdar, you can get hot water. So you see that you could, he says, so too over here, it's no worse. The Ikat Tvila Mitzvah, he said, if it's so, then it's tired. So the Tvila is a mitzvah, so therefore, he's going to be Mitzvah if he does a Mitzvah. So therefore, the Heterim for the Mitzvah, and Befrat, that you do get to be Mekayim Peruvu. So that became the. So that's another story. So they were makel because it's a more cow. Then there's another discussion that Rabbi Kiv Eger has. He quotes with Harfin here on page 22. We'll see that next week, Bez Hashem. This is Rabbi Kiv Eger. That what's the din of hot water that was Hucham B'Shabbos B'Heter? So that's more cow. So okay, we'll leave that for next. We'll leave that Rabbi Kivega for next week. But the Divrei Yosef is a chashuva. It's a kadmon. And the Sidrei Tara quotes it. He says, so obviously the person, they're getting the hot water for the person to be rochitz when the sar, so the Divrei Yosef says, Kol shekein hecha deika bitul mitzvahs peruvu, certainly should allow to be rochitz b'chamin. Because if you're not rochitz b'chamin with the sar, and here if it's not rochitz b'chamin, it would also be a bitul peruvu, that also should be mutter. But his main point is that there's a difference between Rav Shechter wrote a whole piece in this one, it's between this hierarchy within in Drabanan. So Rav Shechter has a very interesting saying over that yourself. Even within Drabanan there's a hierarchy, so something that's a shvus is a Mohammed and when something's a Gzeira. And even shvus
there compared to shvus to shvus.
Oh, okay. Because and even a shvus will go through ben hashmoshos. That's what the Chacham Tzvi. So it works in good with the Chacham Tzvi. This is a gzeira, and even shvus will go through ben hashmoshos. So kal v'chomer gzeira will go through. So that's why Chacham Tzvi said, if she really needs to go Friday night, let her go during ben hashmoshos. But today then. You can't even do that. Because a lot of them, it depends. Certain communities, they don't open the mikveh before a certain time. And that's usually the earliest time of Pesach Chacham. If, you know, in other words, not all mikvehs, you know, subscribe to that heter I told you before about going in the day, Rabbeinu Tam, and that thing. They don't, not every community subscribes to it. So then you'd have to go at night. So then you'd have to be told, and if it's Friday night, they're not providing a cold mikvah, believe me. So then, but it's so interesting that how things change, that it was considered norm in the time of the Chacham Tzvi. Today, no one does. Even the big machmirim, you know, You'll find the this mikveh you should know is cold on Friday night. You never hear such a thing.
Somewhere.
I'm sure there's I'm saying shiurim in mikvos now in YU, so you have all the chumras of mikveh. You know, there's a lot to how to build a mikveh and the different shitas, and it's a fascinating topic. But you don't find.
My friend Rabbi Abadi allows a bathtub, right?
Not so posh. We can talk. There's a question whether the tap water is considered by Shuvim or not. Okay, we'll talk about that. Okay. So next week we're going to talk about Rechitza cold water. Because there's any problem of taking a cold shower on Shabbos. Hot, we already said, is a question. And maybe posture maybe is okay. Yeah. So come back next week. What's your name? Nice to meet you. We've met before, huh? Okay, very nice. Okay, it's good to see everybody. And next week we'll continue in Yonah Rikitsa.